Are you stressed about meal planning, meal prepping, meal cooking? Well, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. I do mean ready-to-eat. All of Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in 2 minutes. So if you don't know how to cook or you just don't want to, you don't need to know anything other than how to work a microwave. I know you've mastered that. With Factor, you choose from a weekly menu of 35 mouth-watering options like keto, protein plus, vegan and veggie, calorie smart. Are you a lover of gourmet? Well, Factor offers meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, broccolini, truffle butter, that's fancy. And to make your life even more simple and delicious, Factor has more than 60 add-ons, breakfast options, on-the-go lunches, snacks, beverages. You can customize your weekly meals, order as little or as much as you need, and you can also pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. P.S. Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/kid50. Use code KID50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next order. That's code KID50 at factormeals.com/kid50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The show that sings together stays together.
Na 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 na, get jiggy with it. Na 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 na
na.
I'ma come back like a boomerang. Hey,
would you like to dance?
I'm not gonna come dance.
Come
with
here
you
and dance with me.
I don't want to dance with you.
You want to slow dance or you want
to
dance?
No, I don't want to slow dance with you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We were getting blamed for a prank I didn't do, which was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, the prank was good.
A good prank is a good.
It was a great prank. Not me.
Well, y'all know I
Justin
don't
do it.
I
told everyone on Twitter I was gay.
Well,
you're gay?
It's not.
Well, now everyone knows.
You put it on Twitter. I thought you were just being funny.
I didn't tweet it. One of y'all tweeted it.
Okay.
You tweeters.
Again,
no,
I didn't.
It wasn't me.
I didn't do
I
it.
I know it wasn't Kelly. Kelly would never do it.
As the prank master of the show, I understand you wanting it to be me, but it's not. I would have done some crazy.
I would have.
Trey?
Not done it.
Anna, it's you.
I am not a prank person.
You pranked Anna.
Yeah.
There's no evidence that it was me.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you, Justin, it was not me. So you can figure it out. Anybody else in this office. But it was not me.
It's Anna or JC.
Did you think it was funny?
See, he's sticking with Anna and JC.
Not funny, y'all.
Okay. Well, we'll find out who it is because it always comes out eventually.
Canceled?
What?
Wow.
All right. You can't cancel me for something I didn't do. I didn't do it. No,
I'm going to figure it out. Don't worry.
Well, let's get that showbiz top five going this morning. It is sponsored by Bowl and Branch.
It is, JC. You know, it's a crazy hectic time right now. I'm so stressed and I'm not getting as much sleep as I should, but the sleep I am getting is so good. Mm-hmm. I cry happy tears when I fall into bed and wrap myself in my Bowl and Branch sheets every night. All you need for the best night's sleep is a place you want to be, right? And that's the softest, most luxurious organic cotton sheets from Bowl and Branch, made from the finest 100% organic cotton threads on earth. And it does make a difference you can feel night after night. These are made by artisans. These sheets are free from toxins, pesticides, no harsh chemicals. Every step of the process they're made. They've got the signature hemmed sheet sets. That's the one where everybody usually starts, right there. They've got designs and colors for every bedroom style and mattress size. We chose that for our bedroom, and I was just so happy from the minute I pulled them out of the package, gave them a quick wash, put them on the bed, and they've just been fabulous ever since. They've got a 30-night worry-free guarantee. Just want to make sure you love them as much as I do, with free shipping and returns on all orders, plus the signature hem sheets. They come wrapped and ready to go in a beautiful holiday gift box if you'd like to give the gift of luxurious sleep. This Cyber Monday week, you can still take advantage of the sale they've got going on right now. Give everyone on your list Bowl and Branch sheets. Get 25% off site-wide plus free shipping when you use promo code KID at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com. Promo code KID. Offer ends December 4th.
Number five.
Cheer star Gabby Butler. Don't we love her?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So Gabby's good. Awesome. Oh.
yeah.
Well, she has signed on with the WWE.
That is a...
Oh, wow, from gymnast to...
Yeah. Hit them, girl.
There's a lot of, I guess, a lot of gymnasts and cheerleaders. A lot of the wrestlers
were those moves, they were, you know?
Alexa Bliss was a cheerleader back in the day.
She told People magazine she went to SummerSlam in Nashville over summer and just fell in love with wrestling. But it was Vince McMahon's daughter, Stephanie, who is the co-CEO of the WWE, who inspired her to give it a try.
Yeah.
So Gabby discovered wrestling is very related to cheerleading, quote, because we're performers, we're entertainers, we like to put on a show, and we also have to be athletic. But it is going to be a minute before Gabby steps in the ring.
She's got practice.
She's going to have to train for quite some time at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go to a lot of the big, you know, shows they have so she can observe, immerse herself in that world, just like The Rock's daughter did, Simone.
Yeah.
Who now wrestles under the name Ava Rain.
That's
Gabby Butler's already kind of a celebrity on her own. Will she just stay Gabby Butler?
I hope so.
Or maybe she'll have like Gabby nickname Butler.
Gabby the...
Whatever, Butler.
Gabby the Butler Butler.
Because Dwayne the Rock Johnson, she could be Gabby the...
Gabby the...
And The Rock used to go by Rocky at first, and then it didn't click, and then he had to go and revamp his persona.
Oh, really?
And came... Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he actually failed at first.
Is she kind of dull? Maybe she could be like Drabby Gabby.
That would be fun.
I want her to do a backflip, kick, somersault, pin down. Like, I love China. She would throw them in the corner, and she'd do, like, five backflips and then, like, kick her legs on their neck and then throw them and flip them and pin them.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
That's what I want her to do.
The more I hear about wrestlers starting their careers, the more impressed I am by Logan Paul joining the WWE. Because he just basically...
I thought he's a boxer.
He boxes, but he's a wrestler now.
WWE?
Yeah.
And Jake Paul's the boxer.
Jake Paul's the boxer. Logan's
his
brother.
I had no idea.
He wrestled Roman Reigns and tore his knee up in the middle of the match and finished it doing flips, jumping off the rope, And he didn't. I don't think he had the training that most of them had to get. Like, he just got thrown in there.
Wow, I used to love wrestling when I was a kid.
I know.
Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting back into it. I like it a lot.
Do you think
again.
We should all wrestle each other?
No, I do not.
For the Christmas party,
it really hurts
tonight.
It is
over
not.
The TV.
It really hurts.
You start with Trey.
Yeah.
All right. Page Six was first to confirm they were a couple.
Number four.
When Tom Holland and Zendaya were spotted making out in a car in July of 2021.
You go,
I never saw those photos.
Oh.
I feel like a little peeping Tom if I go looking for him now, right? That'd be kind of weird.
Now they're iconic.
Just
at
picture
this point.
Tom and Zendaya kissing.
It's a moment in pop culture history.
Those days are so fun. Making out in cars with a date.
I know, right?
Having the cops come over and tap on the window.
Windows all
fogged up. That's all fogged up.
What you doing in air?
And then you just write my bad with your fingers. Yeah. That's a buckle.
That's not a southern thing, guys.
No, it's a buckle.
That was a buckle.
No, that was a buckle.
Oh,
buckle.
That was just yours saying I was a redneck.
No.
All right, so now a Twitter account called Pop Hive claims that Tom and Zendaya got engaged.
Oh!
Allegedly. They didn't reference their source, but this tweet came a few days after Us Weekly said the couple's relationship was serious and permanent. Their source said Tom and Zendaya are both in settling down mode and are absolutely planning for a real future together. So while they haven't commented, Zendaya's mom posted on her Instagram story a cryptic message defining clickbait. Clickbait typically refers to the practice of writing sensationalized or misleading headlines in order to attract clicks on a piece of content. Mm. It often relies on exaggerating claims or leaving out key information in order to encourage traffic. The term is generally used in a dismissive sense. So she's denying it.
Okay.
It's clickbait.
They're just dating.
Not engaged.
If they were to get married, though, instead of Zendaya taking his last name, do you think he would just drop it so it'd just be Zendaya and Tom?
No last names?
Yeah. No last names.
Because we don't know Zendaya's last name.
Yeah, not off the top of my head. We've looked it up before.
Well, the mom's last name is, I've got it, it's, where is it?
Zendaya Holland is not a bad name.
Coleman,
thank you. That's right. All right, so fans have been waiting long enough. We finally know when season 3 of The Mandalorian is returning. For those of you who don't watch, y'all don't care about the story. But there's a lot of people who are very passionate about The Mandalorian. Now, in between, there was The Book of Boba Fett.
Was good. I liked it.
And you did. A lot of people feel like that was almost The Mandalorian 2.5. Because you got a little taste of...
It was a side quest, Kelly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the third season of The Mandalorian returns to Disney Plus on March first.
Nice. Oh, did y'all watch Andor?
No.
I loved it.
Andor. No, I haven't watched that
one
yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Does it have to do anything with The Mandalorian?
I mean, it's in the Star Wars universe.
But The Mandalorian's not in there?
No.
No.
In addition to Pedro Pascal, Carl Weathers is back as Grief Karga, Giancarlo Esposito as Moff Gideon. I'm not going to keep saying these names because I will butcher them terribly.
Most importantly, Grogu's coming
Grogu.
Back.
Grogu.
Yeah, Grogu. Yeah. All right, so Kanye had a very, very busy day yesterday.
Number two.
Yeah, he did.
And it ended with him being suspended from Twitter again. We're not sure if it's a permanent ban or temporary. Elon Musk has not gone so far as to say that. But like I said, he did suspend him again last night. Now, first, Kanye posted this shirtless picture of Elon Musk, and then he posted a photo of a swastika inside a Star of David.
Jeez.
And it was captioned, Yay 24, because that's his presidential campaign. He's going to run again.
God.
Yay, in all caps, Yay 24, love everyone, hashtag love speech. And someone tweeted to Elon, Elon, fix Kanye, please. So Elon replied, I tried my best. Despite that, he again violated our rule against incitement to violence. Account will be suspended. Just clarifying, his account is being suspended for incitement to violence, not for an unflattering picture of me. Frankly, I found those pics to be helpful motivation to lose weight.
There you go, Elon.
So it was the shirt.
He took the high road.
Yeah, he did.
But before all that happened, Kanye just, I mean, we're experiencing his implosion, I guess you'd call it. Mm-hmm. Not only did he come out in support of Balenciaga, which is really strange because, you know, they're being blasted for basically exploiting children. And he has been criticizing Kim for letting their children be on social media, exploiting and being exposed to, you know, pornography and things. He's talked about his own addiction to pornography, which he blames for ruining his marriage. But he's standing by Balenciaga. And he said, I denounce all witch hunts and I cancel culture. Jesus is king. Ending trafficking doesn't start or end with a fashion campaign, for Christ's sake. So he's saying that he believes the sex trafficking of children should be addressed, but not here.
Right.
It's like just, you're fighting the wrong
he's
fight.
Not, he contradicts himself quite a bit.
Yeah.
Lately.
So then he also went on Alex Jones' show. Now, Alex Jones is this conspiracy theorist who gets in a lot of trouble a lot of times. And he started going off on how much love and respect he has for Hitler. He said that he thinks he gets criticized unfairly. He says, I see good things about Hitler. He said, this guy invented highways. He invented the microphone that allows me to do the job I do if it wasn't for him. Well, if you fact check, that's not really true.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't think.
It wasn't.
He's not an inventor.
It was another German immigrant.
Okay.
He's got a
who
mic.
Is credited with introducing the first microphone in 1877. As far as highways, apparently the first one was in the United States in the early 1800s. So I don't know where he's coming from.
Okay.
But he, you know, when Alex Jones actually attempted to denounce the Nazis, he was like saying, well, you know, Nazis did bad things. Yeah. Kanye said, well, they did good things too.
Like,
we're going to stop dissing the Nazis. So it was just a bad, bad, bad day.
Bad yay day.
So I don't want to end on that note.
No.
Number
we're
going to
end on, well, is this a good note? I mean, I don't know. So, Good Morning America 3, the third hour of GMA, TJ Holmes, Amy Robach, we were all really curious what they were going to do to address this, you know, scandalous affair that was exposed by Daily Mail yesterday. And they came back and they kind of made a little joke of who's looking forward to the weekend. She said, you know, me. And that's really it. They did not address the affair. From what Page Six is saying and TMZ, they had a big, big meeting the night after Daily Mail broke this news of the affair and said, hey, we're just going to report to work, things as normal.
Because they're two consenting adults.
That's the thing. They're not going to face any disciplinary action.
Right.
Because they say these are basically peers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. It's not like a boss messing around with an underling.
Mm-hmm.
Or
right.
A, you know, so these are peers. They're also kind of trying to change the timeline of when they started hooking up. So while Daily Mail says it all started back in March when they were training for the New York City Half Marathon, they're saying, you know, their sources are coming out saying, no, we did not start seeing each other until August after we both left our spouses. Mm. This is a completely new thing. In fact, a couple years ago, Amy was, the rumors that they were having an affair back then, she went to the boss and said, look, I want you to know there's nothing going on. We are best friends. We love each other, but it ain't like that. This was 2 years ago. Mm. And remember, it was 2 years ago when TJ tweeted, happy 10th anniversary to my wife.
Yep.
I've given you so many reasons to leave me, and yet you're still here, paraphrasing.
What a cringy caption.
Yeah.
So that went viral, too. But they're saying, no, it started in August, just weeks apart, and they were planning on going public with their relationship as soon as Amy's divorce from Andrew Hsu
was completed,
was finalized, okay, which should be coming in the next few weeks. This kind of, maybe it's not rushing up their timeline. Maybe she's still going to stick to that. But
I just want to see one of them call the other one Boo on national TV.
Oh, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Or bae. Oh, you know, GM bae.
It all boils down to money, and they get their money from ratings.
Yep.
And so they're going to just keep on keeping on because this is ratings gold right now.
Their chemistry is really cute.
Yeah, you're right. They're consenting adults. They go their separate ways in their marriages. There's nothing. There's no harm, no foul at the end of the day.
It's a bad look.
It's a bad look.
It's just sad for their other counterparts.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the children involved.
Yeah, I feel bad for that.
That is your Showbiz Top 5.
Thank you, Kelly. And coming up next, we're going to continue our interviews that we had at Jingle Ball. This man right here, man, Khalid, is awesome. Just came out. He has hit after hit after hit. And we'll get to hear our conversation with him backstage next.
Christmas wishes come true again this year, thanks to Legacy Box. So if you know a family that's a little down on their luck this holiday season, but are too proud to ask for help, nominate them now at KidNation.com for a Christmas wish.
I love you too. Thank you.
Legacy Box digitizes old home movies and photos so your family can enjoy them forever. It's the perfect holiday gift. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.